All right, welcome to Motivational Monday on this day in September, September 6th, if I got the day right, and we are up and running into the fall season of life. And for this time of motivation, I pray that you are well and whole and finding ways to navigate this life in which we have all been given. Not easy. No day is ever easy, but God is with us in and through the challenges. And so I want to talk about today the high stress life. The high stress life. Of course, I'm not talking to anybody out there in the world, am I? Nobody here listening to this podcast is stressed. Well, Leonard Sweet wrote these words years ago in the Jesus Prescription for a Healthy Life. And he talked about how we are a downright uptight people. And as a nation, as a grouping of people, we're often a nation of tired folks because we have lived harried and busy lives. A poll that was taken not too long ago reports that 86% of Americans report chronic stress, while 60% do nothing about the stress that they carry around. That is not good. We can do something about the stress that we're carrying around. And one out of four of us feels stressed and stretched into sheer exhaustion. Again, we stew, we fret, we push too hard, and our lives can fill up with stress and anxiety. Well, listen, there's no need to be on the best stressed list. You don't need to be on that list. There's not a reason to strive to be on that list. We want you off of that list. That is not the abundant life that Jesus points us to. So the cost of job stress in America, they say, is over $200 billion of what it takes to deal with those stress-related injuries that happen on the job. And others, they talk about statistically that the job stress that we often feel that some will wear as a badge of honor, as though that's just the simple cost of doing what you do. Another recent study found that 38% of Americans always feel rushed. It's just part of what they do on each and every given day. Is that you? Are you working toward that badge of honor? Do you want to be on that list? Well, many times we look at how stress causes all kinds of ailments. And then, once we know what those ailments are, perhaps we may pause and consider that there's time to change. You know, one of those changes that we can look into is when our lives are filled with fatigue. That is one of the top five reasons that people call their doctors. They're just simply wiped out. And there are high blood pressure issues, there's ulcer issues, all of those are tied to stress. One person wrote that more people are spending less time cooking today than they are brushing their teeth because they're running to and fro, always busy. And this stressed out phenomenon is global. You see it online, you see it in communications, you see it in the news, and you hear it in the conversations that we share with one another. Well, a good reminder from Jesus today is, come unto me and I will give you rest. Jesus does not say, come unto me and I will give you work. No, he says, come unto me and I will give you rest for your weary and tired soul. Now, there's another verse in Scripture, Matthew 18:9. It says, if your right eye causes your downfall, then tear it out. You could say it in this way. In other words, if you want to eliminate stress, then stop doing the things that cause it. Step away from those things that are crushing your heart, mind, and soul. Well, Leonard Sweet writes the 10 commandments of stress, or how to be a stressed out, unhappy person most of the time. And here are the top 10 that he writes for the 10 commandments of stress. He says, thou shalt wear a grim expression at all times, and thou shalt hold a body in a stiff and rigid position, and exercise thy muscles as little as possible. Number two, thou shalt never get too close to anybody for any reason. Number three, thou shalt stuff and store all of thy feelings in thy gut. Number four, thou shalt put aside play and shalt inflict upon others that which was once inflicted on thyself. Number five, thou shalt remain logical and analytical whenever possible. Number six, thou shalt go to as many all-you-can-eat buffets as thou canst. Number seven, thou shalt not party. Number eight, thou shalt not take a vacation. Number nine, thou shalt expect the worst in all situations. Blame and shame everyone around you and thyself for everything, and dwell on the faults and fears of others. And number 10, thou shalt be in control at all times, no matter what. Did you feel your stress rising? I know I did. Yes, I did on those long list of commandments. I think Jesus yearns for us to be spiritually healthy, mentally healthy, and physically healthy. Jesus wants to move us toward life. And while life is a great bundle of little things all together, and while there's so much in terms of work that needs to be done or challenge that we may face, I think there is a healthy way through it. And we want to be about helping people to be whole and well, of dealing with our sickness, whatever that sickness is, and helping to lift off the weights that weigh people down. And so how can we better do that together? How can we better support one another to take that stress that we feel and to hand that over to God, to pray it into God, and to have a shared burden versus an individual burden? I think it's too important not to pay attention to this, because stress affects every area of our life, our love, our relationships, how it is that we meet and greet each day. And so today, take a moment to pause. Write out that list of stress. See how you can begin to unload that, to give that over to God. And then to replace it with a breath of fresh air, with a new habit or a new way of being that enlivens you, that makes your eyes a little bit brighter, your step a little bit lighter, your laughter a little bit more whole. Again, no need to be on the best stress list. God doesn't call us to a high stress life, but to a whole life. And so on this day, be safe, be well. You are loved. And so take good care. Until next time, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.